Hundreds of weapons enthusiasts attended the nation's gun show in Chantilly, Virginia recently. In this Washington, D.C. suburb, vendors offered visitors the chance to buy, trade, and sell all kinds of guns and ammunition.
And I like to shoot, and I like to shoot different weapons.
Some here believe owning a gun is not just a constitutional right. In their opinion, it's part of being an American.
The gun culture in America is pretty much that. It's purely American. Americans love our country. People that fool with this stuff, like myself, they love, I guess, just the appeal that it has for preserving our heritage.
Pakistani-American Abid Ghafoor, who is selling guns here, says gun ownership is primarily about security.
If someone points a gun at me, I can be ready to go too. I can protect myself because I have a gun.
I'm on the other way. I'll ram them if I need to.
But gun control advocates say it's too easy to purchase a weapon and argue that strengthening gun laws will prevent mass shootings like the one in Parkland, Florida, last February, when a gunman opened fire at a high school, killing 17 people. Survivors of the shooting joined the call for tougher gun laws, including requiring universal background checks.
Fight for your lives before it's someone else's job.
Just this week, the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee forwarded a bill mandating those background investigations. But the demand for gun rights is just as passionate in America, where the FBI says gun sales have increased 83% over the past 20 years.
Now what I need is your driver's license.
Gun show organizer Annette Elliott says current gun laws suffice.
They come in, they find a gun that they like, and then they fill out the paperwork, and it's turned into the state police, and they do a background check on the individual. They do a state background check, which covers the mental health aspect of it more severely, and then they also do a federal background check with FBI.
Certain aspects of gun regulations, like the legal size of gun clips, do vary from state to state. And while support for stricter gun laws increased after the Parkland shooting, the spike did not last long. Polls 1 year later show support for more regulation has dropped several points to just more than 50%, the same levels as before the massacre. Niloufar Mughal, VOA News, Chantilly, Virginia.